everyone, it's Dr. Cynthia J. Hickman, your proactive caregiver advocate. Thanks for joining me today. Today we're going to talk about caregivers traveling with elderly persons during the holiday season. Elder care is a rising concern, especially in the home, where caregiving is done most of the time. But as society ages, diligence is critical, especially if there are travel plans for seniors. Many seniors use adaptive aids. They require oxygen, they're on dialysis, they need daily wound care, and sometimes they even require tube feeds. With these kinds of demands, proactive steps are essential before traveling anywhere, any place with your loved one. Caregiving in the home is tough enough, but adding travel to the mix can be so challenging, and that is why pre-planning is so very necessary. When we were traveling with my mother, weeks in advance, I would prepare, considering all the necessary items she would need. We even thought about the what if, those alternatives, should we need to make a change to keep travel from being stressful. First, we evaluated the final destination. Would it provide a safe and comfortable environment? This was the biggest question. One year traveling to Ohio, my sister purchased a giant Lazy Boy chair with a lift so mother could get up with assistance without us pulling on her arms and tugging on her backside. Somebody knows what I'm talking about. At my graduation, I hired a nurse to care for her in case she got tired from all the festivities and needed to go back to the hotel room to rest. She had support. And just so you know, if oxygen is used when flying, the airline must be notified in advance so they can make the necessary arrangements. Just like you, our elderly loved ones want to visit family too. But remember, traveling can be very difficult without proactive preparation. So to keep a loved one from feeling burdened in travel, please plan ahead. The holiday season is upon us and can be depressing for our elderly loved ones. We must keep in mind their mental and emotional stress during this time because of the aging process and they're already feeling isolated. As your proactive caregiver advocate, let me encourage you to do the hard work up front if you're planning on travel. Try to keep things as normal as possible. Being organized is your best defense when you're traveling, especially with our elderly loved ones. It is also a good idea to identify your support systems, which can also be your neighbors and friends and community services. Contacting the area agency in your location is also a nice first step, and shopping around for all those possible services that can help you. And finally, keep all those important phone numbers close by and share them with your village. Be safe. Take care, and bye for now.